He does get his audience going. A Jeremy Corbyn rally is more like a rock concert than political meeting. And like any good rock star, Mr. Corbyn fed his followers in Bristol a few old favourites.
Think very hard about the issues that people face. The levels of insecurity, the injustice that takes place at the workplace, the lack of housing, the way in which students are loaded with so much debt.
It was a speech laden with policy proposals and promises of a better future. But the mood in Bristol was also set by the other speakers, the support acts, if you like. And they found time to speak of the enemy, not the Conservative Party enemy, but the 172 Labour MPs who, in June, voted no confidence in Jeremy Corbyn and thus triggered the current leadership contest.
The arrogance to think that a Labour leader could be replaced by the Parliamentary Labour Party against the democratic wishes of the mass movement of the Labour Party. What an insult.
That was a local trade union leader. And listen to the audience response when he read out the names of several anti-Corbyn Labour MPs.
In Margaret Hodge, turn out her vote. In Chris Bryant, turn out his vote.
They booed loud and they booed everyone. Now, there were many people in the audience who told me that Labour MPs had a perfect right to vote against their party leadership. But there were also plenty who damned as traitors any of those who wanted Jeremy Corbyn to quit.
The people who have instigated the coup against Jeremy Corbyn, I do believe are traitors to the Labour Party. Through his whole career, all he stood for is equality and helping people who need a little bit of help. And I think that's what we need more of in the world.
They're all people who've got money. They will have money. They'll go through some revolving door when they're not an MP anymore into some big business.
Are you really sure about all those people who stood against Jeremy Corbyn? They're doing it for money, to get jobs afterwards, that sort of thing?
Well, they don't want to change society. It feels like they're traitors to me.
Now, I've got a woman over here who's got a banner saying, "I love you, Jeremy Corbyn," obviously a fan. Why are you supporting him so much?
Oh, because we need somebody who's going to support the population slightly to the left. Because half of his party are Blairites and they need to leave and join UKIP or the Tories and then we'd be okay.
But these people are people who have, in many cases, been MPs for a long time. Is it right just to dismiss them like that?
I think they've dismissed themselves.
They're all too familiar with this kind of language at the office of the magazine Bristol 24/7. The news editor here, Louis Emmanuel, has reported the city's politics for many years. And he says the current Labour leadership contest has provoked particularly strong feelings on both sides. But when it comes to harsh language, it's Jeremy Corbyn supporters who he believes definitely have the edge.
You will get a lot of personal comments turning to a slagging match quite quickly. Lots of names being thrown around. One story, one of our reporters used the term hard left candidate, and immediately we were jumped on. And I'm talking about social media, Twitter, people emailing, what you're implying, whose side you're on. Every single thing is picked up on and amplified, accusing you of being part of this whole conspiracy.
It's more than 50 years since a famous article was published in Harper's Magazine, The Paranoid Style in American Politics. Highly influential at the time, it characterised US politics as ridden with conspiracy theories and a general us-and-them view of the world. Now, the British writer Martin Robbins has published a piece in the New Statesman magazine with the title The Paranoid Style and Jeremy Corbyn. In it, Martin Robbins suggests that the attitude taken by Jeremy Corbyn's supporters displays a similar outlook to that seen in post-war America.
Paranoid style movements tend to move towards this idea of a grand establishment conspiracy that is completely evil and that exerts control over media sources through which it is able to manipulate the will and the beliefs of ordinary people. Once you've reached that point, you begin to believe that your political opponents are impossible to compromise with. We began with examples of Corbyn supporters abusing people on social media. And eventually that's escalated to the point where now there are reports of actual violence occurring, like the brick through Angela Eagle's office window.
The Corbyn supporters aren't completely paranoid, are they? I mean, whatever you think of their attitudes to the media, the fact is that certainly most newspapers have been dismissive of Jeremy Corbyn. And as for the establishment of the Labour Party, they made it very clear they don't like Jeremy Corbyn. It's not paranoia.
I think that's correct. Many movements that follow the paranoid style are starting from a point of some truth. The key thing here is that this becomes exaggerated. So it's not simply the case that some journalists are biased, which is obviously true. It becomes the point that everyone's opposed and that any opposition must necessarily be coming from that same kind of conspiracy.
One of the events that prompted really severe criticism of Jeremy Corbyn's supporters actually happened right here in Bristol last month. I walked over to the offices of Labour's Bristol West constituency. Now, the local MP here, Thangam Debonair, resigned from Jeremy Corbyn's frontbench team, and she came here at the beginning of July to explain why to local members. Now, what exactly happened is disputed by all sides, but one of the people who was there is a local Labour activist, Alex, and she's here with me now. Alex, you make no bones about it. You're not on Jeremy Corbyn's side. You support his rival, Owen Smith. But what do you say happened at that meeting?
It was very intimidating. One of Jeremy's supporters actually approached our chair, who's a woman, and snatched the microphone from her hands. I heard somebody say scum. I know other people heard worse than that. And today I was looking at Owen Smith's Twitter and he posted a picture of him having gone for a swim. I scrolled down the comments. There were people saying you should go swim in the sewers. One person commented saying you need to attach cement blocks to your feet and go for a swim with those.
Back at last night's Bristol rally for Jeremy Corbyn, I had the chance to ask one of his key supporters about the suggestion that she and her allies might be displaying a paranoid style. Annie Thomas is a local Bristol member of Momentum, the grassroots organisation which helps Jeremy Corbyn's campaign. And she also sits on Momentum's national committee.
We thought, those of us that support the new style Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, we felt that we were doing reasonably well, and suddenly this coup came, 172 MPs suddenly decide to launch this coup. Therefore, many of the MPs are going to come in for a lot of criticism.
But wasn't it extraordinary tonight that there was mention of Margaret Thatcher at a Labour Party rally, there was mention of privatisation, but there were more boos when the names were read out of Labour MPs who Jeremy Corbyn isn't on the same side as?
Well, I think that's because very up till recently, you know, we thought that we were actually building this new party. And suddenly we're way behind in the opinion polls. This is not Jeremy Corbyn's fault. This is because we're a divided party. And I think people feel really raw and very angry with those MPs.
What critics of Jeremy Corbyn and his supporters say is that you have reached a point where this party is almost paranoid, where you're treating people who are people you disagree with as enemies, where there's words like traitor being bandied around. I heard the word traitor, treachery, betrayal being used by supporters here.
There is inevitably going to be some strong feelings about what the 171 MPs did. What they've done is an attempt to deselect the leader. No wonder people will boo those making those decisions.
Another thing I heard talking to people here tonight was the idea that there were conspiracies against Jeremy Corbyn. We have heard people like Len McCluskey talk about an MI5 conspiracy against Jeremy Corbyn. We've had people talk about a conspiracy in the media. Do you see conspiracies at work?
What I see is that there has been planned dirty tricks going on ever since Jeremy Corbyn was elected. We saw a wave of accusation of anti-Semitism. Then we saw a wave of Corbyn's anti-women and a wave of Labour MPs, women MPs coming out talking about how intimidating meetings were. There was a pattern, and you have to get a little bit suspicious. I'm not paranoid, but a little bit suspicious of why there was such a pattern of these things going on.
So who's organising all this?
Oh, all sorts of people behind the scenes. There are still people in the Labour Party that are very strongly supporting the days of Tony Blair. They're powerful, they have money, they have a lot of the press behind them. So I don't think people that come along tonight and people like me that are supported are paranoid. We've got too much to be hopeful about. I think we're so optimistic that we are going to deliver Jeremy Corbyn as the next Labour leader. I don't think we need to be paranoid.